Welcome everyone to UBS Research Pod Hub. We are recording this podcast on the 12th of September, and today we have Bhanu Baweja, our chief strategist, with me, Sambuddha Ray, head of product management for macro research at UBS Investment Bank. And we are going to discuss what a Fed rate cutting cycle could mean for markets. Bhanu, would you say that a Fed rate cut is almost imminent in their next FOMC meeting on the 18th of September?
Look, they've certainly flagged it. Christopher Waller is sort of the weather vane of the Federal Reserve Committee, and he has recently made the point that the time has come. He usually comes up with a very friendly phrase, and this was his friendly phrase. In fact, it was the title of a presentation, "The Time Has Come." So if that's anything to go by, and there's a lot more you can go by, the data, yes, the Fed is ready to cut, and they would be cutting in September. That would be the first one. The CPI data released recently tells you actually that this is not going to be a 50 cut, this is going to be a 25 cut. And there's also no reason for the Fed to panic. So our view has been 25. The market was pricing in closer to a 50, 25 basis points it is.
So 25 in September. So how many cuts are we expecting as a house for this year and next?
So we're expecting 3 cuts for this year. And next year we're expecting that the Fed is going to cut further, but remain slightly shy of its long-term dot. So its long-term dot is at 275. We think they're going to be somewhere, they're going to end somewhere close to 325 next year, and perhaps go a little further in 2026 if the economy demands.
So net-net, we are talking about around 225 basis points of cuts in the next 15 months or so.
Yeah, and the market is now almost more than pricing that. And that's a big change from as recently as 3 months back. So we have been calling for a very aggressive Fed cutting cycle relative to market consensus. The consensus has caught up with us and then moved ahead of us.
That's an interesting point, because there is a perception that, or perhaps even empirically accurate, that equities tend to outperform whenever there is a, you know, Fed easing cycle. So is that always true?
So let me first give you the theory and then the empirics, and I'll be brief on the theory. There is no theoretical reason to ex ante expect that, because to think that equities will do better when the risk-free rate comes down is very partial equilibrium. You have to think about all other things being equal, but all other things are not equal. The Fed is cutting for a reason, right? So there are three parts of your NPV. There's cash flows in the numerator, and in the denominator, you have the risk-free rate and risk premium. So if the risk-free rate is declining, there's a very strong chance that risk premia are expanding and the cash flows are in fact coming down. So the net impact on your NPV could actually be negative. In other words, to put it in slightly simpler terms, even if the Fed is cutting over the next 12 months, there's a very high probability that the cost of capital for firms is actually going up because the risk premia is increasing. So theoretically, there's no ex ante reason to necessarily be able to make the statement with certainty that just because one variable is moving, that equities will be positive. Now, having said that, empirically, it is true that, and we've looked at cycles since the late 50s, early 60s, that in all cases, bar three, I think it was, you saw a positive response from equities. And in fact, you got about 10.5% returns, 12-month returns, price returns in the S&P 500 after the first cut of the Fed. So empirically, it has been true that the Fed cutting cycles do matter and they have been positive for equities. However, and this is complicated, but I think this is also quite important, what really decides whether you're going to see strong returns or not in equities is what the economy does in the 12 months after the Fed cut. If the economy rebounds strongly, and you can define that by a decent 5+ points pickup in the ISM, then you see very strong returns in equities in excess of 20%. But if the economy is broadly stable, then you see very mediocre returns in equities. In 6 months' time, you see about 3% returns. In 12 months' time, you see about 4% returns. And that's certainly a world where bonds outperform equities.
Interesting. So the context of the economy matters for equity market returns in a Fed cutting cycle, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. So what is our current expectation of the economy in the coming months? In given that you said that, you know, the markets are already pricing in a bit of the rate cutting. So how are we seeing market performing in that context?
This is the key point. So we are looking for a palpable step down in US's nominal GDP. I speak about nominal GDP because that's more closely related with markets than real GDP, certainly with sales. Compared to the last 6 quarters where nominal GDP has averaged somewhere between 5.5% to 6%, in the next 6 quarters, we're expecting nominal GDP to average something like 3.5%. So almost lower by a factor of half. That is going to be quite important for how earnings go at a time when margins are at their peak, also at a time when valuations are at their peak. So we think this is not the setup in which a Fed cutting cycle is going to lead to an immediate response from the US economy, immediate positive response from the US economy. In fact, if there's anything we've learned about monetary policy in the last 3-4 years is that it has very long lags. So some of the tightening that the Fed has done since March 2022 is still in train, and that will keep exerting the brakes on the economy. So if I have to sort of summarize this in one line, I would say even if the marginal rate is coming down, the average rate that households and businesses are paying will actually be increasing over time, you know, through the course of next year. So we're not expecting a big rebound in the economy. Soft landing, yes. So we're not looking for a recession, but we are looking for a big step down in nominal GDP.
Understood. Well, that's all that we have got for today. Thank you, everyone, for listening to this podcast. Until next time, this is me, Sambuddha Ray, signing off for now.
This content has been prepared by UBS AG, its subsidiaries, and/or affiliates, and is purely informational in nature. It is not investment research and does not contain an investment recommendation nor investment or professional advice. It is not an offer or solicitation to engage in any investment activity, and you should seek your own financial, tax, and legal advice before engaging in any such activity. UBS has no responsibility to you in relation to this content. It has no regard to your personal circumstances or investment objectives, and receiving it does not imply any form of client relationship with UBS for any legal, regulatory, or tax purpose. This content is not intended for distribution into any jurisdiction where to do so would be contrary to law or regulation. UBS does not accept any liability over the content of such material or reliance upon any information contained herein. The views and opinions expressed by any guest speaker or third party are not those of UBS. Accordingly, UBS does not accept any liability over any such views and opinions expressed by such persons. This content is the valuable intellectual property of UBS, and UBS specifically prohibits the redistribution of it in whole or in part without its prior written permission. UBS 2024, the key symbol, and UBS are among the registered and unregistered trademarks of UBS. All rights reserved.